USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Transportation Safety Board says a plane that crashed in northern Nevada over the weekend may have broken into pieces before it hit the ground. Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says investigators are still determining the cause of the crash that killed five people just minutes after taking off from Reno, Nevada, en route to Salt Lake City, Utah.
The radar track and all of the radio communications with air traffic control were absolutely normal. There was no distress call.
Seven tornadoes were reported overnight in Oklahoma, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. Severe weather and excessive rainfall continue in the Midwest today. Heavy snow across the California mountain ranges, below average temperatures in the west and above average temperatures in the east. Snow and ice are expected across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast today. The Internal Revenue Service extends the tax deadline in California.
The Internal Revenue Service has extended the 2022 tax filing deadline to October 16th for people in storm disaster areas of California. The extension applies to people living in counties where the disaster has been declared by FEMA. This includes individual income tax returns, various business returns, and the filings of tax-exempt organizations normally due on May 15th. Among other things, this means that eligible taxpayers will also have until October 16th to make 2022 contributions to their IRAs and health savings accounts. I'm Julio Flores.
Just seconds away from liftoff at Kennedy Space Center in Florida very early Monday morning, NASA and SpaceX canceled the Crew 6 launch to the International Space Station due to an issue with the Falcon 9 rocket's engine ignition system. More will be known later today. The death toll is climbing after a boat carrying migrants off the coast of Italy breaks up in rough seas this morning. Afghans, Pakistanis, and Iraqis were attempting to seek asylum in the European Union. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Tens of thousands of people filled Mexico City's vast main plaza Sunday to protest President López Obrador's election law changes they say can threaten democracy and could mark a return to the past. So many protesters showed up, they all could not fit onto the plaza, which normally holds about 100,000 people. López Obrador's proposals were passed last week. Once enacted, they would cut salaries, funding for local election offices, and training for citizens who operate polling stations. They would also reduce sanctions for candidates who fail to report campaign spending. Senator Tim Scott may be preparing to announce he's going to be jumping into the 2024 GOP Republican primary race.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said his message of positivity will always work for him because America was founded on hope.
My focus is still on the mission of making sure that every single American believes that the American dream is achievable for them.
The opposite of Democrats' message of victimhood.
The progressive left is trying to make America into a grievance culture when in fact we've always stood on the foundation of greatness.
He also said he understands the struggles of everyday Americans and that separates him from other potential GOP candidates. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is International Polar Bear Day as we celebrate the marine mammals. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.